Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Australia's most decorated living soldier, Ben Robert Smith, has lost a landmark defamation case against newspapers which accused him of war crimes in Afghanistan. The judge says the papers proved truth in some of the most serious allegations. Sarah Clark has more from outside the courtroom in Sydney.
This was Ben Robert Smith. He was taking these three newspapers to the federal court, accusing them of defamation, falsely portraying him as a war criminal. Now, that case was dismissed by the justice here, or the judge here today, by the city court. So the media here, those reporters in particular, Nick McKenzie and Chris Masters, who wrote those articles, they have tweeted, noted this is justice for press freedom. It's also justice for the media's job to undertake these public investigations into matters of public interest. So it's a loss, a massive loss for Ben Robert Smith and that particular case. He has been found to be involved in some of those unlawful killings, and that was during his deployment in the SAS regiment in Afghanistan between 2009 and 2012.
The US House of Representatives has passed a bill to suspend the nation's debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. It still requires approval in the Senate as well as a presidential signature. More explosions have been reported in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, following Russian airstrikes. At least three people have been killed, including two children. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, has urged people to stay in shelters. The United States is suspending military exercises with Kosovo, accusing it of escalating tensions with its Serb minority. Ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo have been protesting against ethnic Albanian mayors being elected in a vote that Serbs had boycotted. It's been 7 days since hundreds of miners were trapped in a gold mine in southern Ghana. More than 100 have been rescued so far. Several have been arrested for allegedly working underground illegally. At least 199 more are still believed to be inside the mine, but the number could be higher. North Korea's Kim Jong-un, the sister of leader Kim Jong-un, says her country's military spy satellite will soon enter into orbit and vow to ramp up military surveillance efforts. Pyongyang's satellite launch on Wednesday ended in failure.
This week on The Take, how far did Tina Turner's global success extend beyond the U.S.? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.